Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. A day before the fathers of the Second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa vote on the final propositions they will send to Pope Benedict XVI before he issues his post-synodal exhortation, a committee of Synod Fathers presented their message to the Church in Africa and the world. Chris Altieri reports.
The seven-part message begins with a general overview of the strengths and weaknesses, the problems, challenges, and opportunities the contemporary African situation presents, and then moves to reflect on them in the light of the faith before moving to place the discussion in the larger context of the Church in the world.
This is not just a meeting of African bishops. This is an assembly of the Synod of Bishops, of the whole bishops of the whole church, with the Pope presiding.
Speaking at a press conference at the Holy See Press Office on Friday, the president of the drafting committee, Archbishop John Onyekan of Abuja, Nigeria, said the core of the message is a reflection on the concrete situation of the church in Africa.
This is where we looked at ourselves, starting from the bishops and to all the different categories of people within the church family of God. And all, again, don't forget, in the direction of what can we do, what are we doing, what should we do in the service of justice, development, and reconciliation.
The Archbishop said their message also contains a frank appeal to Africa's political leadership.
We try to address them with clarity, with charity, but also with sincerity. Our continent and our leaders should do more than they are doing. And actually, the title of that chapter is Africa Arise.
Archbishop Onyekan also said the message addresses religious liberty as an essential and non-negotiable element of justice in society.
We have tried dialogue and it has worked in many places, but we also insist that this must continue, and we insist on reciprocation. The Synod clearly rejects any country deciding that they have a right to deny religious freedom and liberty to its own citizens, not to talk of others.
The Second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa closes on Saturday, October the 24th. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.